This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon. You're listening to The Escape Hour on Joy. Welcome. My name is Stefan and today I'm joined by David.
It's great to be here. What's been happening in the world of travel this week?
I've got probably Barca. I don't know if you remember. A few weeks ago we talked about this Paradise Island of Barca in the Philippines, which has been promoted a lot on Instagram, and there was an influx of tourists there, so the Philippines government decided to close it down because it became really littered with rubbish, and it was dubbed the cesspool.
Yeah, I saw a bit of a story on this week.
Yeah.
Like there was corruption and there was, there was a whole lot of wrong things happening in this wonderful town and resort area.
So there was a lot of...
And they closed it,
closed it to try to clean it up and to try to sort it out. So it's reopened this week, allowing only 19,000 tourists a day.
Only 19,000. Yeah, but it's a big area, isn't it?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure how big it is, but they used to have 400,000. So you know, it's dramatic. And they've reduced the capacity of hotel capacity as well to 12,000 nights. So destroyed, bulldozed a lot of hotels. And what you were saying about the beach vendors, bonfires, mm-hmm. building, unregulated buildings, so they've decided to stop that.
Do you think there'd be any other cities you'd like to do that to around the world?
Well, I think they're trying to do something similar in Venice.
Yeah.
Where they're reducing the number of people. The number of people, trying to get these cruise ships much further away from the city because it's actually damaging.
Yeah, because they'd be unloading like 4,000 people at a time.
They do. Japan's thinking about it as well, and I've actually read a travel item this week where there was an opinion piece on whether Japan is being ruined like Bali by Australian tourists.
More and more people are going to Japan. There are such good fare deals and things like that. I mean, I've been there a couple of times, and it is a wonderful country to visit. Yeah, but it's also a big country too if you want to travel.
It is bigger than Bali, I think. But the problem, I think, is people are... Tourists are concentrating on certain areas, mm-hmm. and that's making it change the cultural aspect of it. So
this place has been reset, and they're allowing people back in now?
Yes, they are. So apparently the diving is spectacular there, beaches are spectacular, but in much limited number.
Yeah.
Not a lot of accommodation. I mean, 12,000 hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's not Bali by any means.
It's not Bali by any means, no. So trying to uncrowd the place.
Yeah. Anything else happening in travel news?
Well, there was a little bit of drama with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex on the way back from Tonga.
What?
Yes. Well, you know.
How Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan.
Meghan. Yes, they were flying back on a company with a kangaroo on the tail, and the plane couldn't land because there was an aircraft on the runway in Sydney, so they had to just go
around. Didn't they realise who was on board?
Well, you would think that they'd hurry up clearing the runway.
Well, Megan's with child as well at the moment.
Yes, but I mean, the airline spokesperson said there's nothing unusual about a go-around. It happens a lot
Sydney.
Of the time.
So, Sydney gets pretty congested.
It is congested, but it's... But from something fairly routine, the passengers weren't routine passengers like you or me.
Because, if they had headlines every time you or I got delayed for a landing, the papers would be full.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's about it, really, for travel news today, yes.
There's great bargains out there in the travel industry.
If you consult your trusted travel agent, I'm sure they can find you the good fares to go away. It's probably getting a little bit too close to Christmas to get good fares now for that.
For that particular time.
But there's still some bargains around for next year travel.
You know, Russ and I always get together on Boxing Day. We eat a whole panettone together, the big ones, not the little ones, and we always look on Boxing Day for the specials because there's always great bargains on Boxing Day. That's something people should always be aware of. aware of, I suppose.
Yeah, and you can find some great fairs to go away next year.
And, you know, as always, the further you book in advance, the better the fairs you're going to get.
Yes, usually, yeah. Although, you know, if there's a lot of demand, that's not going to work, but usually that's what it's like, yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.